Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
As always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you would like to do that. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki, and Bonnie.
And coming up, we've had a story about contraceptive for quite a while. I think going back 1 week, maybe 2 weeks, I'm not exactly sure, but Bonnie, you've had that story, and I've been wanting to talk about it because it's all about women ceasing to take birth control. And I have a story that's been floating around for years, really, about male contraceptives. It's in the headlines again. Now, I first heard about this male contraceptive. I can almost remember, I don't remember the date, but I can remember what I was doing. I was a kid, right? I was maybe 12 or 13 years old. And I was sitting in my dad's vehicle outside of his workplace because I was, I don't know how to explain why I was there without getting into this very long story about it. But anyway, I worked there part-time. And so in between tasks, I was sitting there in the car listening to Howard Stern, which is what I did early in the morning. Probably one of the reasons why I'm such a troll today. So thank you for that, Howard Stern. So anyway, one of the commercials came on about male birth control, and it's talked about how it functioned by causing the tails to effectively fall off of the sperm, which would prohibit them from swimming and, you know, would obviously keep them from doing what sperms try to do, causing pregnancies and, you know, all of that great stuff. And this was, you know, I was 12 or 13 years old then. I couldn't have been older than 14. And that was a really long time ago. And yet we're still, there is still no male birth control in the world.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that that hasn't been developed yet. I mean, aside from a vasectomy and, you know, obviously using condoms, there's not really many choices that men have for birth control.
I remember in 2016, amongst the, like, feminist and anti-feminist YouTubers, they were talking about around that time, there was a trial for male birth control that was pretty promising, but everybody that participated in the trial, it was like hurting them and made them some of them infertile. It's just like, I mean,
that happens to women though with birth control. I mean, hormonal
birth
control.
Yeah, but don't just kick it out because it happens to women too. You know, it's like they should just get rid of both of them, you know,
or develop them. There just has to be a better option. And I mean, with women, it's definitely possible to track your cycle, but we're just, I remember when I
That's
was...
That's not foolproof, though.
Well, no,
but if you
do
mean
it,
tracking your cycle as a way of saying, hey, this is one of the days where it's easiest for me to get pregnant.
Well, women are only fertile, like, 3 days out of the week. And that's for, like, women in their early 20s. Once you get up to, like, 30s, 40s, women are really only, like, they don't even have eggs that are viable every single month.
Okay.
So,
I didn't know that.
it's not foolproof. Right. You definitely have to know what you're doing. There's a lot of science that goes behind it. There's a lot of different things that you have to monitor and look out for. And there's, you know, more effective ways to do it and less effective ways to do it.
I certainly am not as knowledgeable on the subject as one would probably like, but it's backwards, right? The whole concept of birth control is backwards. Women can only carry one baby at a time. And when they're pregnant for the next 6 months, right? But men can impregnate multiple women a day.
Yeah.
If they had the options available to do that. And it's like, if one of these two types of people needs to be on birth control, and it's either the one who can only get pregnant once every 9 months, or it's the one who could impregnate 9 people a day. And logic would dictate that the one that we should be focusing on birth control for, the one that we should be developing birth control for, is the one that can get multiple people pregnant at a time.
That would make sense, wouldn't it?
It would. And I think that's sort of, I think that is one of the biggest pieces of evidence that we do, in fact, live in a male-dominated society.
Absolutely.
Where, like, it makes the most sense for men to have to take this pill every single day instead of women. But birth control was instead designed for women. Maybe it's easier. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I just know logically it seems to be backwards. We got that coming up. Also, balloons. Bonnie, this is a tower defense game that you told me about several weeks ago, I think it was, and I've never actually played it. But I do love tower defense, right?
Yep.
And so does the American government, apparently, because we're being attacked by balloons. Or there's something going on. I don't exactly know, right? First, I didn't even hear about the balloon thing until people on Facebook started talking about it, right? That's the extent of my knowledge about it. But then there's other stuff going on that's harder to ignore. Like, yesterday there were several articles on Drudge Report, maybe it was the day before, of China was accusing the United States of doing something similar. Some American Navy pilots, I think they were, had intercepted something else in the sky, and this was messing with their sensors. Of course, people are saying, oh, it's Project Bluebeam or Operation Bluebeam or whatever, which was supposed to be this plan by the American government to fake an alien invasion. And it's just, what's going on? Do either of you have a hypothesis?
My hypothesis is that it's a distraction. It's just like, there's so much crap going on right now. Like, I honestly, this is probably controversial among like libertarians and conservatives listening, but I don't care that much about the Epstein client list, but that's going to be coming out soon, apparently. They're going to release that, and it's like, nobody's talking about that because they're like, whoa, balloon in the sky, balloon in the sky. Balloon with like one piece of metal and one balloon. What a big deal. Like, China's going to take over now.
You said Epstein client list, so presumably this is like a list of people that were visiting Epstein's island and having sex with people who were under 18, presumably?
Who knows that if it is like, oh, the list of people that had sex with somebody or just visited the island. I don't know.
Well,
something about that is going to come out soon. Like I said, I don't care that much about it, but
why else would anyone visit the island? You don't care about it?
I really don't. I've seen, the youngest person was supposedly 11, and that's like way too young, obviously, but it's the only one person, and everybody else was 16, and it's just like, okay, like you didn't know what was going on. Oh, you're going to get to live on this island and get everything paid for, and he doesn't want anything from you.
Like, I don't know. It definitely seems sketchy.
If there's like babies and stuff, I would like to know.
I don't know for a fact, but I think those girls were definitely manipulated, and
well, they kept going back.
It's creepy.
Manipulation isn't always rape. It's like, you can be manipulated.
I didn't say it was rape. I just said it was creepy and definitely sketchy.
I'm just saying, since that's the big deal in this case, it's like people were raped. It's like, were you 17 and not smart enough to realize that Jeffrey Epstein didn't just think you were cool and wanted to pay for your luxurious lifestyle and let you become a model? I don't know. I just don't care that much. I just really don't care.
I mean, I think there are a lot more important things to worry about. I mean, they're trying to poison our food. They're trying to poison the water. And by their, I don't even know who. I'm assuming maybe the U.S. government. Who knows? But there's the whole egg thing where the chicken feed was causing people's chickens to not lay eggs. And then all of a sudden, when they switch up the feed, their chickens start laying eggs again. There's all of these hazmat spills. There's the Ohio thing.
And that's the next thing I was going to bring up. It's like, the Ohio thing happened. I didn't even hear one thing about it until 2 days after their government exploded the thing. It's like, that was so covered up. And they were, like, arresting people who were going to, you know, report on it. It's so obviously covered up. And that's in the midst of all this balloon and, oh, something we didn't identify was, they've shot down things they didn't identify all the time, like in the last several decades.
And you never hear about it.
You never hear about it. It's not like top news, you know?
And there's been three other hazmat spills since then. I don't know if maybe that happens all the time, that, you know, trucks tip over and then, you know, there's
Well, if it's happening all the time, that's something else that we need to, like, look into as a society, right? Like, why are we regularly pouring hazardous materials into the atmosphere?
Absolutely.
Or into the environment.
Like, why? And that's what I thought about the Ohio thing. Why are we even creating these chemicals that can kill us? Is plastic and all of this other stuff, or whatever they're using these things to make, is it that important?
Why well, some can't of it we probably
use,
is.
I mean, but why can't we use more sustainable sources like wood and glass and ceramic? You know, there's just, we're so based in plastics and all of these things. And speaking of, you know,
well,
hormonal,
it's big oil, right? Isn't oil like a key ingredient in the manufacture of plastic?
Yeah.
I actually didn't even know that.
I don't know if it is in this thing that spilled in Ohio that makes PVC, but I would think so since most plastic is made from petroleum.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that PVC is also. Now, I don't even know the chemical that spilled in Ohio, right? I didn't hear anything about this until...
It's vinyl chloride.
Right.
Yes, it's vinyl chloride.
I didn't hear anything at all about this until Bonnie mentioned it offhanded to me a few nights ago.
And it happened, I think, on the 2nd?
Yeah.
And no one was really... I mean, it didn't really hit mainstream news until, like, a few days ago.
It still hasn't hit mainstream news. Like, part of what I do, right, is monitor the news. So we have stuff to talk about on Free Talk Live, and so that I have stuff to talk about, you know, not so much these days, but on my blogs and stuff like that. And I hadn't heard anything about this. We're almost 2 weeks into it, and the only reason I'm even aware of it is because Bonnie mentioned it offhandedly to me.
I only saw it because this girl that I follow on Twitter, who isn't even like a political person, just posted a thread and was like, everyone needs to know about this. And I clicked on it with somebody from Ohio, like, this is going on, this is what happened, and they're arresting people who want to report on it, and I was completely shocked. I was like, well, this must have just happened. Wait, what? He posted this 2 days ago.
Yeah, and when you see some of the pictures and the videos and stuff like this, this could be bad.
I thought it was a nuclear bomb. It literally looks like a mushroom cloud. It looks like they blew something up.
It looks, apocalyptic.
Yes,
certainly.
Absolutely.
Well, they did blow something up. That's what's bad about it. It's like, yeah, it was going to be bad no matter what when the train crashed, because the stuff boils at 9 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
It's going to get in the air.
So it's like, you know, it's,
but
yeah, I guess.
Their decision was, okay, we're going to do a, quote, controlled burn. So they blew it up, and when this thing catches on fire, what it turns into, I'm not going to remember the word right now, it's hydrogen something, and that connects to water molecules, so that's all in the air, and it causes cancer.
Yeah. I just don't know why that was the ideal solution. It seems like either this
is
a way...
They're probably not brilliant.
So either whoever made this decision is really, really stupid and didn't actually think about what they were doing and made a rushed decision without fully researching and thinking about this, or they're trying to make people really, really sick. Either they're dumb or they're malicious. There's no other option.
And we're going to explore those possibilities and talk more about the Ohio thing. But first, let's go to the phones. We have Ricky on the line from the state of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Sister Aria.
Oh,
I didn't know if you did that on purpose.
I thought it
That's
was...
That's all right. People do it. It's a common mistake, you know?
Is it a mistake, or is it just you being pedantic?
Like, it's a mistake if you want to discuss it one night, but I have something much more interesting now that I heard you ladies talking.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, I heard you talking about this whole issue between men and women and birth control. And here's where I see it. You know, I've always been a man. I don't particularly like men. One of these nights I'm going to get into that. I don't like guys. Girls I like. I don't really like guys. One day I'm going to get into that.
I think that's a fairly common sentiment among straight dudes.
No, I mean, I don't like guys at all, period.
Yeah, I think that's a common sentiment among straight dudes, right?
No, I mean, I don't like guys as really as friends or associates. I don't like
them. I don't know how else to say that that's a pretty common sentiment
among
straight dudes.
I wouldn't say it's common. Like, most guys, like, they only care about what other guys say. They literally hardly hear the words that come out of my mouth and start talking above me. It's like, every guy that's on this show, literally, I'll be saying something to them, and then they'll start talking to each other as if I'm literally not talking. Like, they're just...
Well, that don't surprise me there, Miss Sister.
And anywhere I've ever worked, it's like that. It's like, okay, I'll walk away now.
Yeah, I actually tend to agree with that.
I feel like guys just usually respect each other more than they respect women, whether that's...
I don't have any respect for guys really whatsoever.
The first time I really felt like a woman, Bonnie, was at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where, like, there were five of us sitting around one night having conversation. It tends to happen at Pork Fest. And, like, I said something, and I think it was Mikey the Jew. I call him Mikey the Jew because he calls himself Mikey the Jew, right? That's how we identify Mikey, right, as this particular Mikey. Anyway, he repeated back almost verbatim exactly what I had said, but he said it like it was his original, yep, idea, and like it was creative and no one had ever heard it before. Like, it was literally what I had just said, and everyone reacted to his saying it as though it was this new, fresh thing. And I realized that, no, they hadn't heard what I said, and he may have heard what I said, but he didn't even register it. It just went into his head and then came out, and he didn't even recognize that it wasn't his idea.
Exactly, and that happens all the time.
It's frustrating.
It is, absolutely.
If I could, Sister Ari, I'd like to chime on this whole men and women birth control thing, if I may.
Yeah, I guess so. I find the battle of the sexes to be a more interesting topic, but go ahead.
Well, I'll get into that another night. I got a lot more to say about that, but this issue's pretty simple the way I see it. You see, here's where it comes down to.
See, that's why it's not an interesting topic to me. It's simple, right?
Yeah, well, I'm gonna make it simple. I put the preponderance on the male, and here's the reason why, and I gotta keep this clean for the radio. I got two answers for this reasoning, because I'm not a person that believes in what they call accidents. Now, yes, you do have males that do have issues and have lack of control, but that aside, what you do have, and this has been my experience, because I'm going to keep this clean. When you have a man and a woman, and they're having sexual intercourse, a man can do what he needs to do to take care of that. He can take, I don't know how I put this, he can, I guess I can say the word pull out. That's allowed on radio, isn't it?
Yeah. Probably not again. I don't know.
Okay, great. He can do that. And you know what? You're not going to have a baby.
Right.
But here's what happened.
I mean, there are many ways
care. I've heard of guys impregnating tons of women. I think a lot of it's on an ego trip.
Well, and that's not even, that's not even foolproof, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not.
I mean, if you're relying on that, you're going to have a kid sooner rather than later. That's a terrible thing to rely on.
I think it depends on how much control you have as an individual. There are a lot of guys who don't have control.
I mean, and then when it has nothing to do with control. It has to do with biology and the way these organs actually function. And we can't get into it too much on the air, but
I know, that's unfortunate, but that's the way it works.
I mean, put it simply, it doesn't, everything that causes impregnation doesn't just come out at once, and that's the end of it.
But I do believe guys don't care. I mean, I really don't think they care about it at all.
I think you're onto something, because it kind of brought up, I wanted to say something, I just couldn't bring it into words. Basically, what I wanted to say is, I would rather, if I was a single woman, which I've been before, obviously, I'd rather be in control of the birth control than just, anybody that I have sex with is the one in control, and I'm just like, did you take your birth control today? Like, that must be a weird feeling for men, too. But if they cared so much about it, they could get their own, and we could both be on birth control. But personally, as the person who could get pregnant, I'd rather be on birth control / the one in control of that than let the man.
It does seem like there's a little bit more of a risk for women, since they are, have an abortion, but more or less women are stuck with that decision.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of men who are terrified of getting a woman pregnant, you know, and it's like, things happen, condoms break, you know, whatever, accidents happen.
Bonnie, you make a really good point about the trust aspect of it. I wasn't even involved with this girl. It was just a one night stand, and she purported to
be. I only had one of those myself.
She purported to be on birth control, and she wanted me to finish inside of her, right? And I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it's fine. I'm on birth control. I'm like, I'm not rolling those dice for this. I don't know you.
Yeah, that's
like
a
that.
Lifetime thing.
Right? Yeah. And it's very risky, and I wouldn't.
And, like, she must have had some kind of, I don't know, to me it seems like she had some kind of ulterior motives. Like, I just
it's
want
a little
this.
Sketchy, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's
I guess it can be like a
exhilarating for some people.
Yeah.
And it's fetishized for some people, I guess. But, you know, it's not a risk that I would want to take. So there's certainly, I could certainly understand why, especially as you point out, as the woman, you would want to be in control of this. You wouldn't have to rely, you don't want to have to trust the guy's judgment because, I mean, let's be honest, men, people in general, I almost said men don't.
Men to be dominant.
People in general don't have the best ability to make good judgments.
Plus, yeah, it's not like I would think, like, oh, anybody who wants to, is interested in me, wants to get me pregnant. But just the fact that they could have just mistaken, and I just would rather be in control of that. They could just be like, oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did take my male birth control today, and they didn't. And I don't know, I think that women are more detail-oriented and know when they did it and care more about stuff like that. Yeah.
I also know women that have gotten pregnant accidentally, so, I mean.
Well, if I may chime something in quickly. I mean, I'm personally, I'm 49 years old. I've been with my share of girls. But first of all, I generally try to make things work. I believe in getting, you know, either being asked out or asking a girl out. You have a steady girlfriend. I only had one night stand in my life. You know what I mean? And she's very young. She was 19. I asked her how old she was. 19. Now, that's good enough for me because in PA age, you're consenting to 16, you know. But 19's good enough for me. I mean,
Is this story relevant to anything, or are you just reliving your glory days?
Well, I think what's important about that is men have a total lack of responsibility when it comes to women. Not only that, they have
So the story was completely unrelated. Got it. I mean,
they have a total disrespect for women.
That's not true. That's misandrist as hell, man.
I'm a guy. I've known a lot of guys over the years.
You know what? And I think I just don't like generalizing, and I really don't like the whole battle of the sexes thing, and, you know, girls are like this and guys are like that. And, yeah, some stereotypes are absolutely true. There are a ton of guys who don't respect women, are misogynists, and whatever. But
I wish I could meet the guys that aren't like that. You know, I know a ton of guys
that are like that. I wouldn't be marrying Matt if he was like that. I can tell you that much.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Ricky. Nikki, you make some really, really good points. I don't like the battle of the sexes. Like what Ricky was saying there, a lot of that was like really genuinely misandrist, and I don't like it. I do like the battle of the sexes in like the lighthearted joking.
Yeah, like kind of on Ink Master.
I don't know what that means.
It's just a TV show where they did a season where it was girls versus boys.
Well, sure. And, you know, I like being able to poke fun at the various things that men do and the various things that women do. And as a trans person, I'm in a pretty good position to, like, poke fun at all sides of this, I think, and to have, you know, fun poked at me. Mm-hmm. But to take it seriously like that and make these blanket statements like, men don't respect women or whatever it was that Ricky said, that's just...
I think it's dumb to ever say all X group does blank, but the stereotype is definitely valid in as much as lots of men don't respect women.
Absolutely true. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh on this. Coming up, this Ohio toxic poisonous rain cloud. Are we all going to die? It's Free Talk Live.
Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax. Now you can't watch Newsmax on DirecTV or UVerse. With OAN gone last year, that's two conservative channels removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest rated cable news channel, with great programs from Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, and Rob Schmidt. Now millions of DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. President Trump, Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and many more are demanding that Newsmax be returned to DirecTV. Stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now and let them know you want Newsmax. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you're not a DirecTV subscriber but support Newsmax and free speech, call 877-NEWSMAX to show your support. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. He urges you to stand up for Newsmax. Call 877-NEWSMAX today.
USA News Update. Fireworks today during the sentencing of 19-year-old gunman Peyton Gendron, who carried out a deadly mass shooting at a Buffalo supermarket last year. As he was being sentenced and a victim's sister was speaking, Gendron was rushed by a man in the courtroom.
You don't know a damn thing about black people.
Gendron was sentenced to life in prison without parole. U.S. fighter jets intercepted Russian aircraft off Alaska's coast. Defense officials say the incident is unrelated to the objects shot down over North America in recent days. On Monday, two F-16s intercepted two Russian bombers and two fighters after they entered the Alaska Air Defense Identification Zone. NORAD said this Russian activity happens regularly and isn't seen as a threat. And Moderna is promising to keep its COVID vaccine free for all consumers. The company announced today that everyone in the U.S. will have access to their vaccine regardless of their ability to pay. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I want to say, I don't want to say thank you to anyone at the moment, but I do want to let you know that I don't know what I want to let you know about. I guess I want to let you know about our TikTok. You can find it at TikTok.freetalklive.com. That's TikTok.freetalklive.com. There we have a number of short videos. They usually go about a minute, maybe 2-3 minutes is the longest. I think there may actually be a longer one, but I aim for like a minute, minute and a half, and I'm so behind on this because I'm busy, I'm stressed out, all of this wonderful crap that, you know, is such a pleasure to be alive while having a federal sentencing hanging over you. So I haven't put as much effort into the TikTok as I would like, but we do have some videos there, and a lot of them are really entertaining. They're short, it just takes a few minutes to watch them, and, you know, you can share it, and you can clip them, and you can make your you can do a duet, which is where you take our video and you sort of build off of it and create your own spin-off sort of video. You can
like
do that.
Like reaction.
Yeah. And we allow all of that because, duh, why wouldn't we? I mean, you can take our videos and upload them to your own TikTok without changing them and say they're yours if you want. We really don't care because we don't believe in intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
So do whatever you want. But anyway, TikTok.freetalklive.com. Still, our most successful video is the quote-unquote drag queen video. Tremendously popular, something like 12,000-ish views. I mean, not not groundbreaking by any means, but it was a successful video, and it's really entertaining. Go check it out. That's tiktok.freetalklive.com. It only takes a few minutes, and, you know, while you're there, go ahead and like us, follow us, like our videos, subscribe to our TikTok, all of that great stuff, and you know, maybe help our TikTok channel grow and motivate me to do some more stuff, because it's something I'm interested in, and it's something I like doing, but if only 100 people are following me, mm-hmm. then it's like, okay, I can make this for 100 people, but if I have 1,000 people, then I'm like, all right, I'm more motivated to do it. And 10,000, I'm even more motivated to do it. So check it out, tiktok.freetalklive.com. Inspire us to create more content for it, or to clip content. So far, nothing has been created specifically for TikTok. I did create one video that I'm just not sure what I want to do with it. And I don't know how to characterize it. It ended up being too long, so I didn't do anything with it. It wasn't as good as I would like it, but the idea is there for us to create videos that are just for TikTok and, you know, maybe just for our Patreon and that sort of thing. So check it out, tiktok.freetalklive.com. We're doing all of that and more.
And let us know if you want me and Ian to do a mukbang.
A mukbang now?
Is that how you say it? Mukbang? I want to say mukbang.
I thought it was a mukbang.
And that's how I pronounce it, but...
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably right. It just sounds weird if someone doesn't know what it is. So if you don't know what that is, it's where people eat on camera. That's basically it.
A large quantity of food on camera, right? It's not just for the as I understand mukbangs, it's a lot of food.
I think that's the traditional way, but where I looked it up on the hashtag, there's lots of people that do, like, their whole TikToks are just quote-unquote mukbangs, and it's just, like, what they ordered, and they're, like, talking about the restaurant and eating what they ordered. It's nothing, like, most people probably do these things where they have these giant trays, and they're just eating as much as humanly possible. That's gross, and I hate watching those.
Yeah.
They're usually ASMR, too. I like the ones that are not ASMR.
Yeah, the slurpy ones, because that's another characteristic of the traditional mukbang videos, where they make these really obnoxious slurping noises, which is personally one of my worst nightmares because I hate the sound of chewing.
It makes me literally angry whenever I watch those ones with like the crunches and like the stuff getting all over their face. But for some reason, it's so fun to watch the regular ones where people are just like, this is what I got at lunch today. They have like their special stuff in their car for eating.
I could see how that could be cool, but the overeating, I'm kind of with Bonnie, where I don't want to watch. I don't really advocate for overeating, so I don't really want to like watch. I mean, you can overeat if you want.
Yeah, that part kind of grosses me out too.
I'm not gonna. It gives me a stomach ache even like thinking about that.
I mean, overeating in general is like gross and not good for you, and one shouldn't do it, right?
It's usually like really gross looking guys too that do the like overeating McDonald's ones, and it's like hate seeing it.
Really. Yeah, literally my worst nightmare. But I will say, while we're on the topic, sometimes I do like to watch My 600 Pound Life, just because it's one of those like cringy. It's a TLC TV show, but it's just one of those like cringy reality TV shows.
I have a friend who likes McDonald's, and like that's not too unusual for people to like McDonald's and to eat McDonald's, but like they eat McDonald's like once or twice a week, every week, no matter what. And I'm like, this is weird. Like, I'm not gonna lie. One of my guilty pleasures is the McRib. It used to be like 2 or 3 years ago. That was one of my guilty pleasures. If they had the McRib, I was going to order from McDonald's.
And I've never had it.
And I would order more McRibs than one is comfortable with. Right? Like, it's a limited time thing. They usually have them for like a month or whatever. And I would probably order once every 3 days.
I was wondering why I was literally thinking about this today because I made just regular ribs. And I was like, why do they only have the McRib like a month at a time? Why is it that they can't just have it all the time? It's weird.
That is
it made of some human part that they only sacrifice those people once a year?
I think it's because just to keep the prestige
around
it. Because
like you said, you'll go and buy more because you know they're limited stock or whatever.
Mate, that's probably it. And, you know, to keep the prestige, if it was all year round, then it wouldn't be a special thing, I guess. I don't know. I'm not a marketing expert. I'm sure it's got something to do with marketing.
Super weird. I was just wondering it today because I can't think of any other thing that's like, oh, they only have it right now. They've always got the Whopper.
I think some other fast foods do stuff like that. I can't think of any examples.
Maybe
but
they're
I'm
just
sure.
not as famous.
Oh, like the Shamrock Shake.
Oh, yeah, that's
from
true.
From McDonald's. There's
oh,
one.
That's yeah. McDonald's, for some reason, I thought that was Arby's.
No, but I think that's McDonald's, but I think that's for St. Patrick's Day, right?
I think so.
So there's kind of more of a reason.
Well, it's still just McDonald's, right? Just like the
yeah.
McRib. So
yeah.
Is there another restaurant doing this, I guess, with my question? But the McRib, it's disgusting. it is. I used to like it, but the last time the McRib came around, I was... The previous time, I was not overly impressed. I was like, I don't know what I used to mm-hmm. enjoy about these. It's okay, but it's not. I don't want to eat this as much as I did. And then this most recent time, it was genuinely not good. I only ordered it twice. The first time was unimpressive, so I got it a second time to make sure that it wasn't just like a bad one that I happened to get. But no, the texture is not good, and the flavor is not good, and the barbecue sauce is good, but it's not worth it to eat this disgusting, overly processed pork.
That's another thing I wondered today. I was like, are there bones?
Probably
you have to spit out the bones?
No, it's
so
boneless.
It's like probably not even really ribs.
No, it's certainly not. It's probably rib meat, I would guess.
Just
but
like
it's
repurposed into McRib.
Yeah, it's McDonald's, right? Yeah. Just like your chicken nugget is, 10,000 chickens emulsified and turned into a paste.
Pink slime.
Yeah.
Another gross thing about the McNuggets is they take the chicken meat before they've even emulsified it or whatever, and it's sitting in these wooden boxes, and they just spray it with like this antimicrobial stuff, but it is not refrigerated when they ship it to China for processing. Because,
they don't have to. They sprayed it with Lysol or whatever, bleach.
They technically don't have to, but that's so gross. I can't even
that is
eat
gross.
That ever again just because of that.
Well, I mean, prior to refrigeration, they just put salt on things to keep it fresh.
But that's different, though.
Probably
that's normal.
Probably
absolutely
ship it to
that's
China.
Different.
I mean,
it's like salting and like curing meat versus spraying it with some weird chemical, like bleach spray or antimicrobial.
Fair enough. Okay, yeah.
But what I want to know is, did the McRib change or did Aria change?
That's a good question, and there's no way for me to know the answer, right? I suspect Aria changed because I did quit smoking, and that changed my taste buds significantly, right?
Like, oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, one of the things about smoking that you don't notice as a smoker is that you don't lose your sense of smell and taste. You mostly do. But you don't completely lose it. You can still smell things and you can still taste things. But I used to like red wine. I used to drink a lot of red wine. I was never an alcoholic, but I drank a lot of it, and I enjoyed it. And I would have characterized it as good. Mm-hmm. But when I quit smoking, I found that I don't like it. I can't stand
the taste
of red wine.
You know what? That same thing kind of happened to me when I stopped smoking, but I didn't put two and two together. But
yeah.
I wonder if there's something about that. And also drinking, when I drink, I want to have a cigarette. Or some sort of vape nicotine product. So it's almost hard for me to drink now because...
Luckily, I don't endure that because of the method I used to quit smoking. I use Chantix, I can drink just fine and not want a cigarette, thankfully.
That's nice.
It is. But I suspect that is a lot of the issue for most people, right? Because that's what I did when I drank. And I mean, when I got off work, that's what I did. I would have a glass of wine and a cigarette, and I would do that all night long until it was time for me to go to bed. I would play a video game, have some wine, smoke a cigarette. Play some video games, have a wine, have some wine, smoke a cigarette. And I would just do that from the time I got off work until the time I went to bed. So I was worried about quitting smoking. What am I going to do? Am I going to continue drinking or am I going to even be able to drink?
It's like the best chaser ever.
The same thing happened to me when I quit smoking until drinking became insufferable for me. So luckily, I don't drink now, so I never want a cigarette, honestly. But I basically completely quit for the last time, because I quit a million times, over a year ago now. So,
I quit. I pretty much quit drinking. I still drink off and on. Like, I go to the bar, and I will have drinks at the bar. But, like, 3 years ago, I would regularly have glasses of wine after work, like almost every night. And I say I was never an alcoholic, and that's true. I never had any sort of dependency, and it never created any sort of problem, but I would drink a lot of wine. Like a box of wine would last me 4 to 5 days, which sounds bad, but a bottle of wine easily every single day.
And I know a lot of people that drink that, and then, I mean, that's kind of normalized, you know, have a few.
Sure.
Because a bottle of wine, that's a few glasses of wine, you know?
It's not a whole lot.
No, it's not a lot.
It sounds like it must be a whole lot, but it's for that 750 milliliter bottle of wine.
Yeah, it goes quick.
Yeah, it's not a whole lot.
Your average housewife drinks more than that.
Yeah. And the boxes of wine have like 6, maybe 7 bottles. It varies. But anyway, so I was drinking a lot, and I don't remember why I even got into all of that. But I put it down, and it was just fine, and now I just don't like it. My taste changed, and mm-hmm. that was what I was getting at.
Because of McRibs, yeah.
Yes. And I just don't like McRibs anymore. I still love chocolate, and I still love a bunch of other things that I've always loved, but not the chocolate. I do miss having the menthol cigarette to chase my spicy food with.
Oh.
And in hindsight, I feel like that may have even been cheating to eat the murder sauce from the Jamaican place here in Keene, which is made out of Scotch bonnets, and it can be tremendously hot. And then smoke a Newport cigarette afterwards.
Yeah. Wait, that cooled your mouth down?
Yes.
To me, it sounds like it would burn it, but I've never tried that.
Well, the Newport is a menthol, and it's got that minty flavor, and it I don't know if it worked or not, but it felt like it did.
Maybe if anything, I could believe that the menthol was it, but also I could totally believe that the smoke, like, messing with your taste buds was it, like, dulling your taste buds or something. I don't know. That's interesting.
It is. One of the curious things, I wish I had done this. Like, when I had COVID and I lost my sense of smell or taste, I've probably had COVID since, but I only lost my sense of smell or taste once, was I could still feel the sensation of heat, but I couldn't taste it.
So yes, that happened to me too, and it's such a strange thing.
It is. I wish I had made some videos of me, like, drinking bottles of hot sauce. Because hot sauce, I mean, it's kind of gross. It's just vinegar. It's spicy vinegar, and it's not a good flavor. There are some good hot sauce flavors out there, but it's not something you would want to drink.
On its own, yeah.
Right. But I can handle the spice of it just fine. So I really wish I had made some videos of me drinking hot sauce just
for the wow factor, you know?
Right.
Some of it just hurts my stomach nowadays, like the angry
vinegar,
sauce.
Yeah, the like high acidity.
I think it's just the hotter ones hurt my stomach, like the angry sauce from Lil Zoe's. I used to always get that with our pizza, and we would dip it in there. And now, even if I have a little bit, it hurts my stomach for the rest of the night.
I wonder if the peppers themselves have, like, a high acidic value. They might.
I have no idea what they use in that one. I don't even mess with murder sauce. I haven't for, like, 2 years.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I've calmed down a lot on the spicy food that I eat. I still eat a lot of spicy food, right? And I'm not consciously cutting it out or anything like that. But I find that it's not as pleasurable as it used to be.
And I don't know why that happened for me, too. It was literally August of 2021. I was just like, me and Ian used to always eat super, super spicy stuff, like the spicier, the better. And it was just like, I was like, it's too hot. I don't want hot stuff in my body. And it never went back. Like, I still eat lots of hot stuff. I put, like, you know, the hotter version of Valentino on my eggs. And I try to make my food spicy with spices when I cook it, but I just don't go crazy anymore.
I've never had hot sauce on my eggs. That sounds like
a really good
idea.
I love
that.
Just like
I used to use like Tabasco.
Tabasco is good on it, too. Normally, I don't like Tabasco, but on eggs specifically, it's good.
So let me see if I can find what we actually want to talk about, because it's the Ohio thing, and I don't exactly know. I couldn't find it because it was the tab was pulled up as Bloons TD6, the tower defense game that we were talking about.
Wait, so I forgot to ask, does that article actually have anything to do with Bloons tower defense?
No, I just brought it up.
Oh, okay.
Because America seems to be playing Bloons tower defense by shooting down Bloons or, you know, whatever it is that are in the sky. And
I wonder if they used a big giant dart like in Bloons.
It's been curious watching all of this develop, right? Because a number of years ago, the Pentagon, the American government, began apparently admitting the existence of unidentified flying objects, unidentified aerial phenomenon, I think is the official term that they're using now, UAPs. I think they changed it again more recently. And it's, duh, right? It's like we have always known, we the people, or me as an individual, at the very least, I've always known there was stuff in the sky that the American government couldn't plane and wasn't, couldn't explain and wasn't responsible for. And these sightings go back thousands of years in religious texts. And if you were an ancient person trying to describe a flying object, what a flying chariot would be the way that one would use to characterize
a
plane.
For that in the Bible, like, well, I know lots of like the Mexican natives, they called it like a ship. Like, they had ships, but they described it as a ship, but, like, floating in the sky. Maybe they didn't have ships. Maybe they said it had boats.
LRN.FM. I'm going to dump it. I think that was still within 6 seconds, but
I'm
didn't catch it, and
that.
I don't think you actually said anything that was bad.
I literally just misspoke trying to say, like, a boat/ship.
Yeah, these things happen, and I don't think
that
was.
I'm not counting that.
Yeah, I don't think that was a big deal, and I'm not even convinced that it happened. But anyway, yes. How would you describe something beyond your understanding? You wouldn't say, "Oh, well, a vessel, right?" What is a chariot to these people? It's a vehicle that a person is in that, you know, takes them from point A to point B, and then they describe these chariots in the sky and this. Obviously some sort of vessel. So I don't know. And then you have things like the Great Pyramid, which it's true that humans have the technology and the means and the ability to build the Great Pyramids today. One of the things that irks me so much about these conspiracy theorists or these history revisionists, whatever you would call them, is this notion that, we could not invent the pyramids today. We couldn't build the pyramids. We don't have the means or technology. It's like, we do. We just don't care to.
I've never heard that specifically. It's more that from the way that those ancient people are described, they shouldn't have had the technology. And there's also some things that we are not able to do today. Like in Peru, there are these walls that are put together so closely that you couldn't put a human hair into. And the only way that it could possibly be done, because these things are not moldable, these are stones, would be if the stones were moldable, and nobody understands how they did it, and humans cannot recreate it today.
They're giant stones weighing, you know, 20, 50 tons, right?
Maybe. Some
of them. Some of them are. Like, the ones that I'm thinking of at the Great Pyramid, and I think humans could build them today using lasers, and we could chisel them and use cranes to put them in place and stuff like that. I tend to think that there's nothing... None of these structures that humans couldn't build today, but it's a matter of desire and money. Like, we don't have the tens of trillions of dollars that we would want to spend on building it. We could, but we don't have that kind of money.
And I think a lot of times, since a lot of those ancient civilizations are a little bit more primitive, a lot of people today think that these people were stupid or unable to do so. You know, just because you're painting on caves that, you know, they had a lot of pretty intricate things that they didn't. I mean, they had sewage. They had the irrigation systems. You know, they had a lot of things that I wouldn't consider to be necessarily primitive. And I think nowadays we're kind of straying a little too far away from that. You know, like we were talking about before with the plastics, there's microplastics in our water. There, you know, a lot of people are on all of these different pharmaceuticals and medications, and people are eating fast food and diets that are making them very sick. So are we going too far in the wrong direction? Maybe ancient civilizations had it right.
Yeah, like, my two friends got in a fight about this once, because my one friend, he's, like, born in Mexico and his family's from there. My other friend is just American in Texas. And my Mexican friend was like, I wish that we had buildings and houses like the ones in Mexico, because they're just better. They're all made of stone, and they're all just, like, nicer because of that. And the other one, the American one, was like, well, you're dumb, because the reason that ours are like more, you know, made of stuff that maybe breaks easier and stuff like that is because Mexicans don't have the infrastructure to have these like factories and stuff where we can pump out cheap stuff and get stuff that can constantly be fixed if it needs to because we just have so much more money. And when I was thinking about that, I was like,
I didn't follow that.
Well, like the reason we can have like PVC pipes, or maybe I'm not saying I don't know for sure that Mexicans don't have PVC pipes, but if there's like a more expensive but more reliable way to do it, then yeah, they have that in Mexico, but they don't have the means to get the really cheap stuff to move on because they don't have the factories and infrastructure we have. And not that he's wrong, but it's just like, is that really better? I don't know if it's really better.
Very strange argument. Like, if I was trying to argue why our buildings in America were better, that would not be the reason, you know? And I wouldn't even be able to, because I think a lot of the buildings in Central America and Mexico, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And they seem to be a lot higher quality. And, you know, when you walk around a house, and I'm not saying every house, you know, there are in a lot of cities and different places in Mexico, obviously their houses kind of look very similar to ours. But in some of the places that I visited in Guatemala, I mean, the tile on the floor, like, everything was a work of art, and it was all very intentionally placed, where a lot of these houses they're throwing up are just thrown together, you know?
Right, like cookie-cutter houses.
Yeah.
There's certainly a lot of weird stuff going on in world history, and, you know, I don't have the answers. No one has the answers, and I think it's arrogant and pretentious and misguided at best to assume that humans did all of these things, and we don't know why, but it's not amazing, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Like, the Sphinx is a terrific example, and it's this beautiful, wondrous thing, and no one really knows why it was invented. And it's this massive monument, and you have these massive monuments all around the globe, like the Moai statues on Easter Island, and why do these things exist? I don't know. But what does that have to do with Ohio? I don't remember now. I don't remember how any of this had anything to do.
They have the mound builders there with their crazy mound, quote-unquote, grave site.
Yeah, there was something I was getting at. I don't remember what it was. 603-283-6160.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.